This is Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna on your flagship station of the Jacksonville Jaguars. News Talk Radio WOKV. To join Brian Sexton, Jeff Lagerman, and Vic Ketchman, dial 355-NFL-1. That's 355-6351. Outside the Jacksonville calling area, dial 1-800-355-NFL-1. Jaguars This Week is brought to you in part by Prudential Network Realty, Ticket Exchange, and by the Jacksonville Transportation Group. Now, here's the voice of the Jaguars, Brian Sexton.
Good evening and welcome inside WOKV Jaguars Central for another hour of Jaguars This Week here on News Talk Radio WOKV. Brian Sexton and Jeff Lagerman. Scott Kushner in for Joe Fortunato. We have no idea where Vic Ketchman is. We just know he's not here. But we have taken action to fill the room in his stead. We'll start with a couple of players whom you have not met, but we'll introduce you to tonight. Lodge, you want to introduce our guests while
sure.
I fix my headset here?
Sure. We have, let me make sure I'm right, third-round pick, right? The second of the third-round picks, Derek Cox, cornerback from William & Mary, the Fighting Tribe or just the Tribe?
Just the tribe.
And then we have Tyquan Underwood from Rutgers, the first player ever drafted by the Jaguars from Rutgers University in, what, seventh round. So we got a couple young draft picks. And
don't forget about the guy behind you who was a sensation a couple of weeks ago.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Rashad Jennings, Pitt via Liberty, or I guess Liberty via Pitt. I guess
how about Jaguars
that's the right way.
Via Liberty via Pitt.
That's right.
It all works out.
That's the proper way, and he was fantastic. So you guys got some pretty high expectations to live up to, because Rashad Jennings, now, we had him on for about a half an hour, and he knocked the socks off of our listeners. Can you handle it?
In fact, there's not enough mics in the room, so he may have to jump over here and push you out of the way, Kush, if he's got something to say.
Set the bar high for him.
So how's it been? I mean, you guys starting to get kind of comfortable in the town of Jacksonville and being a pro football player yet?
Yeah, it hasn't been, too much of a wow. Or I haven't had my socks blown off yet. Maybe I need to speak to Rashad a little more.
Get my socks blown off.
But, yeah, it's been cool. Adjusting's been just fine. And the city, I've enjoyed it so far. Haven't gotten into a whole lot, but over there on the south side, we have a little bit to keep us entertained.
Yeah, and you guys right now, I mean, they have you guys kind of in a temporary lodging situation, and obviously that kind of stays that way. I remember, way back 1989, and I remember, a lot of the guys that were in my rookie class and were like, hey, did you get a place yet? And everybody's kind of nervous to get one. You got to make the team first.
Oh, yeah.
So have you started the process of looking yet?
A little bit. I've been out actually with Rashad, checking out some apartments. And I mean, for me personally, it doesn't matter. I mean, as long as I'm somewhere that's comfortable and a good environment, I'm going to be okay. I really don't have a preference as to where I want to live. It doesn't matter. I'd like to be around some teammates, but I'm not too picky.
All right, so for you, Tyquan, is it Tyquan or Tyquan?
Tyquan.
Tyquan, okay, so everybody can get that right, because, we were talking to Rashad, and actually online they actually spelled his name Rashard.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people had it spelled Rashard, and one of the Jaguars guys actually, I'm not trying to name names, but kind of called you Rashard, and I'm like, I don't think that's right. So Tyquan, Rutgers University, how has it been for you, the adjustment so far in training camp, with the speed, with the competition, and with a great veteran leader in Torrey Holt?
It's been great thus far to learn from a guy like Torrey Holt, who's been in the league so long, just learning little things from him, from releases, from your routes. Like, it's been obsession. It's been great. But as far as the speed of the game, it's taking some getting used to. You're playing with such great players. You got to bring it on every play.
It's got to be nice for you, because anytime you come into a new situation, to have those guys that kind of surround you, that come in with you. And, I mean, you've got, what is it, three drafted wide receivers coming in with you.
Yeah, Mike Thomas, he was drafted in the fourth round, and Jared Diller drafted in the fifth. And we're pretty close. We're good friends, and we have different styles of play. So we're competing with each other, but going through the same thing, it helps to know that you have somebody in the same shoes as you going through the same situation.
And you got a guy that you can line up across on the other side of the ball, rookie corner, you know?
I knew they were going to do that.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'll probably add something else.
So you get a little competition, though? I mean, it's got to be competitive in a wide receiver group, but then when you go against a fellow rookie corner, I mean, the competition's got to ramp up.
Like, it's actually funny because we were roommates at the extended stay where they have a stand, but then we come to practice and we're battling against each other, but we're still cool.
So for you, Derek, did you hear the noise on draft day?
The noise? What do you mean?
What I mean by the noise, and you know what I mean. On draft day, you know, the Jaguars trade and move up, and then all of a sudden, you know, people start to say, who's Derek Cox? He wasn't even at the combine, you know. How in the world can you trade a future second-round pick, get a third-round pick today for a guy that wasn't even at the combine? I've been there, and I'll show you why in the break, but did you hear all of that noise?
I heard it late. You know, I didn't hear about it, and I wasn't aware that they had did everything they did to get me. So,
but it's got to make you feel good.
Oh yeah,
I mean that they did what they did to get you.
I mean, everybody drafted feels good. You know, anybody here feels good. You know what I'm saying? Getting the opportunity, it's great.
One of the things that a lot of people always talk about with rookies coming in. The size of the program that they come from, and Rashad is here too. I mean, you're talking Liberty, Rutgers, not known as a football powerhouse, and William & Mary. Does that kind of serve as a little extra motivation to kind of prove that, hey, doesn't matter where you come from, it's where you're at?
Yes, it's definitely motivation. My biggest thing is I've never really felt like, oh, you know, you had a smaller school or you had a 1AA school. These guys at 1A schools, you know, you can't compete with them. You played them every year, and there wasn't too much of a difference for me. There wasn't really any gray area where I was like, man, you know, these guys are just out of our league. The largest margin of difference that you would notice was between the offensive linemen or the guys up front.
The big guys.
Yeah, they were a lot bigger at a 1A level than you probably get at a 1AA level. But skill positions, the matchups were pretty even.
I just bring that up because I remember when I was at the University of Virginia, we used to schedule William & Mary pretty regular for homecoming.
Yeah, so y'all trying to.
Let's take a break here on Jaguars This Week, and we'll continue more with the rookie class right here on WOKV. Back on Jaguars This Week, and we've got two rookies sitting in with me. Brian Sexton off doing a little bit of TV, and Derek Cox, the third-round pick cornerback out of William & Mary, and Tyquan Underwood, wide receiver from Rutgers. And question for you, Derek. When you come into the NFL, expectations, you know, everybody has different expectations. What do you expect out of yourself in this rookie season?
My expectations for myself. But just personally, I mean, you strive for the highest, really. And at this point, I mean, the highest would be earning yourself a position on the 53-man roster and being a starter. So, you know, I kind of keep it those are the things that I would say are at the forefront of my mind. So that's where I'm focused on. That's the first piece that you need to get accomplished. And so, and you know, there's many things that go along with that, but that's the big picture, though.
Now, have you, because to me, you're in a very strong position group as far as the veteran guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Considine, Rasheen Mathis, Brian Williams, and I love, you haven't had a chance to see Brian, I think, up close yet, but Rasheen is a fantastic talent. Everybody knows he's a Pro Bowler.
Yep.
But the way that Brian Williams plays the physical aspect of his game, and obviously, you know, Pad, you don't get to see a whole lot of that, you're going to be able to learn from two guys that really bring it from two different ways that are outstanding veteran players.
Yeah, and as of right now, they seem like two guys that not only can I learn from them, you know, just by observations, but they'd also be willing to verbally help me out and provide any help that I would need. So learning from them, yeah, that'll be a good experience, and definitely something that I should take advantage of being, you know, as a rookie.
Now Tyquan, with the wide receiving group, did you expect all of a sudden a Dennis Northcutt, you know, who you worked with and all the OTAs, and all of a sudden at the end of OTAs, all of a sudden he gets traded? I mean, kind of blindsided you, didn't it? I'm sure.
Yeah, I didn't really expect that, and it came out of nowhere. But it just shows the business side of the NFL.
You'll learn that pretty quick.
Absolutely. Coming from college, you're at that program for 4 to 5 years unless you transfer. And to see things like that happen, it just shows you the business side, and it's part of this league.
Now, expectations for you. I mean, you have you know, obviously Torrey Holt, you know, you have a few other young wide receivers. But if there was a position group that was wide open for this football team, it's wide receiver.
Yeah, you got the veteran Torrey Holt, but for me myself, I just take it I basically put it into a puzzle, and the first piece of my puzzle is going into training camp, making a name for myself, like Derek said, making a 53-man roster, and then once you solidify yourself as a player on this team, that's where you could just go from there and start to start your career, basically.
Have you guys heard the speech yet about how to get active on game day, how to make a team, from the coaching staff yet? Because, you know, a lot of people, and this is interesting because I didn't learn this until I was done playing a game, and that when coaches and personnel people try to determine who's going to make their 53-man roster, they don't look at it as keeping the best 53 guys. They look at it as being able to keep game day actives. Can he be a game day active player? Because on game day, you don't get to have 53 guys dressed up and ready to play. So they look at it as, will he be a guy that can contribute in uniform on game day? And you know what that means? Special teams.
Yeah.
Yep. Have you gotten that speech yet?
And you hear that all the time. And nobody's like set us down individually and gave us that speech, but
I'm sure you guys understand it from from a playing on game day, but making the roster.
Yeah.
I mean, never really looked at it that way.
It makes sense though, because with 53 people, that doesn't give you like, you know, that's not that many people at all. So you want to take people that can do multiple things. So if somebody can play defense and play special teams, makes them a special player. Somebody that's more likely to be on that 53-man roster.
I remember back in 1989, and I had the opportunity to go into a training camp. And, you know, when you come in as a young player, you're kind of big-eyed, and you want to watch the veteran guys. And I'll never forget, the guy that really impressed me the most at that point was Al Toon, who was, you know, a heck of a wide receiver. I mean, he was a Pro Bowl-caliber wide receiver. Who has made the impression on you guys as far as when you're out of practice, man, he's unbelievable, or I really like watching that guy and what he does?
For me, I'll keep it in my position group. You got Torrey Holt, and I personally like Mike Walker. He comes out to practice every day, works hard, does what he has to do, very rarely has a missed assignment, and just brings his hard hat and goes to work, and I really like that about him. And that's one guy I try to follow and try to take little things from him and what he does on and off the field.
Now, how about impressing you with physical ability? I mean, obviously, Torrey, you know, is somewhat limited in the offseason. Who's impressed you with their physical ability? Would it be a Rasheen with his recovery speed, or would it be a Brian Williams with, you know, the intelligence that he brings to the field? Because I think everybody brings a little something different. As far as physical attributes, though, who's impressed you?
Just from watching, I would say Mercedes Lewis. He's a freakish athlete. And like you said, Rasheen Mathis. Going against him for the first time really shows you like what the NFL is all about, going against a corner of that caliber.
How about you, for you, Derek? Who has just made you go, wow, that was something else?
Oh, since he mentioned Mercedes, he made a catch one day, a one-handed catch that just caught me off guard. And I was like, man, you know, is that how it's done in the league? Mm-hmm. But I've been impressed, really, you know, I want to see these guys in training camp, because, you know, mini camp and OTAs, you know, these guys, they know what's ahead of them. So, you know, I don't know if I'm getting what I really want to see right here in OTAs. So, but I mean, these guys, they approach it like business, and just from what I've seen, I've been impressed by, you know, all the guys. I think they all got good class.
You know what, dude, the one guy that impresses me day in and day out?
Who's that?
Little man. Mojo.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, he's,
I mean,
he's
impressive. He's short, but he's like a tank. But then all of a sudden you see him run, and you're like, God, he can run that fast? And he looks so bulky, you wouldn't think he could run that fast.
It's deceptive.
All right, we'll take a break here on Jaguars this week. And when I get back, or when we get back, we're going to hand the helm over to Sexton.
To talk to Brian, Jeff, and Vic, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna on News Talk Radio WOKV.
This is Rashad Jennings and Jeff Logman with Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna on News Talk Radio WOKV.
Very nice. Very nice. We got the special guest host in, Rashad Jennings, with Derek Cox.
Don't get too comfortable in that seat. And, I want it back when you're done.
And Tyquan Underwood.
You got it.
For three rookies, I mean, has the rookie group kind of formed a pretty close-knit? I mean, as far as rosters go, teams in the NFL. I mean, this is a team that's building. Everybody that said or that knows feels that the rookie class that you guys are in is a strong one. Can you tell that when you look around amongst the rookies?
Yeah, we all get along very well and hang out with each other a lot. And that's the thing. We've all been saying that to each other. You know, it's kind of like, man, you know, all these guys are cool guys. Like, there's nobody that you can actually point out and be like, man, I'm trying to.
There's no turds.
Yeah, there's no turds.
Yeah, you can say that on this show.
Yeah, no turds on the squad. So
because, I mean, that was you know, with the overhauling, I guess you could say, of the roster. Mm-hmm. You know, Gene Smith, the new general manager, who was promoted in the offseason, has had a very strict adherence to getting quality guys. Team captain?
Yeah.
Team captain?
Yes, sir.
I mean, all three of you guys are team captains, and if you keep going throughout the rest of the rookie class, most of you guys were that. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you guys realize that was put of significance, importance in you being here?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, Gene Smith was looking for good character guys, and when you meet these guys, like, I never really knew these guys before I got here, and you could tell that they're just good people, and good football players along with it. And I think that's just going to help this team.
Now, every rookie class has a leader. You know, kind of not a non-designated leader. Who's that guy?
Non-designated?
Yeah, I mean, who most of the guys kind of let take the lead? None? Or many?
It doesn't really seem like we have a – just a clear-cut leader for our group. But I guess Eugene, he breaks it down. Like, when the rookies work out, after we work out, he'll break it down for the group.
But your thoughts on him? Eugene? On Eugene Monroe?
Oh, man.
It's a turd.
He went to Virginia.
That's good, Derek. That's good.
Nah, that's my boy right there, obviously, because he's from
– He's from Jersey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Close to you?
Yeah, he's from Plainfield, and I'm from New Brunswick, so it's like – 15 minutes away.
Did you guys play each other in high school?
We didn't play each other, but I knew of Eugene. Mm-hmm. Being such a big recruit and him going to Virginia, but me and him are cool. Mm-hmm. And he's a good guy, so can't beat it.
He's a big guy.
Oh, absolutely.
And usually with most big guys, they kind of have a natural leadership quality because most big guys don't say a whole lot. So when they do, people have a tendency to listen for fear of the anvil, you know, the hammer. So impression so far of Jacksonville. Rashad, you can get in on this.
Oh, all right. I was just sitting back listening.
all right, give them a grade so far.
I give them. You know, they still got to finish, but right now they got a B.
A B,
you know,
okay.
I think they can finish with an A.
Impressions of Jacksonville so far, as far as the city.
The city. They've been welcoming to us rookies, and we stay out of trouble. You know. Trouble hasn't found us in Jacksonville yet, so we head down to the beach here and there. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's a normal city.
Impressions of the team so far. First impressions.
Very welcoming.
Classy.
And you, Tyquan?
I like this team a lot, man. Just when you meet new people, you get a certain vibe about them, and it's been nothing but good vibes from people that I've met.
Veteran guys that have impressed you with the way they conduct themselves. I mean, and the reason I bring that up, one of the I think all time Jaguar greats who was here last year, and Fred Taylor was a guy that impressed me thoroughly. Veteran guys that have impressed you with the way they conduct themselves, day in and day out.
I've been impressed by David Garrard. He feeds us well.
He does.
PF Chang's and
yeah.
What was the other spot?
So he's taking you guys out to eat?
Yeah, he does that. I mean,
the entire team.
Yeah. But not only that, not only, you know, just what he does outside of, you know, football, but as well as how he approaches the game. And as a quarterback on the squad, you know, he's expected to be a leader. He takes on the role.
Perfect. And Tyquan, one of the big adjustments, I think, for most receivers, because every quarterback throws a different ball.
Yeah.
Some throw hard balls, some throw soft balls, some throw balls, you know, that are accurate or not. Your impressions of David Garrard so far, and compare him to the quarterback who you had in college.
I like David a lot. Has great touch on his ball, and he's always on time with his throws. My quarterback in college, Mike Till, he got drafted by the Seattle Seahawks. They both have good touch, but that NFL ball comes a little bit faster than the one I used to catch in college.
Yeah, a lot faster.
Yeah.
Impressions of your coaches, individual. Rashad, you've got Kennedy Pola.
You didn't think this was going to be the hard-hitting
question. And then we got Mel Tucker.
Yeah.
And then wide receivers coach Todd Monken, who, I mean, he's just he's the Energizer Bunny, as I like to call him. The impressions of the coaches so far. Start with you, Rashad.
Well, for me, I was privileged enough to go to the Senior Bowl and actually already have him as my running backs coach. So I kind of got a feel for him a little bit there. And he's so smart, teaching the position. And he's a funny guy, and he's very serious. And he gets the best out of his players because he's very personable with them. Mm-hmm. And so I take a lot from him. I learn a lot at Senior Bowl. I'm learning thousands more now. And I'm looking forward to learning even more. So I keep in touch with him. And I actually talked to him today and about the playbook a little bit more. So he's always there. And he's a very good coach. I'm excited to have him.
How'd you like his Don King hair when you came here after the draft? Because Kennedy's hair got extremely long. I was going to say, hey, Kennedy, man, you look like Don King.
Yeah, he had it out there with his Hawaiian shirt on, walking down the hallway. But I like seeing him every day. He's always got a smile on his face. He's always energetic. And, he gets the best out of his players.
Now, Derek, with you, you know, obviously, defensive coordinator Mel Tucker is the defensive backs coach as well. Yeah. Your impressions of Mel so far?
He's very professional, coaches well, demands a lot out of his players, and treats you as a man, and you know leaves a lot of it. It's up to you to how good you get, and he's you. I don't know if you guys have experienced it, but I don't know if you guys have been around him. He's very funny. I don't know if he knows he's funny though, like because he never laughs. Like he'll say. He says things and he just keeps a dead serious face, and everybody's just kind of like, "Was that a joke or was he serious?" So he keeps you off balance in that regard.
Keeps you guessing.
I just never know what I'm getting with him, and sometimes it's hard because he may be serious at the moment, and I'm just kind of like, "Am I supposed to smile or am I supposed to just keep my brow down and keep a serious face?" So it's a little. Sometimes it can be a little uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, he probably wants it that way.
Yeah, I think he does. I think, especially with us rookies, like.
Well, yeah, because some of the old school coaches now. I mean, there's definitely, hey, you're a rookie.
Oh yeah.
You know, and you get treated as such.
Yeah, he kind of schooled me up on that one day.
How did he do that?
Well,
there's a story behind that. It sounds like.
Well, no, I was just kind of walking around, you know, just. Doing my own little thing. This was after mini camp, and I had a good mini camp. So, you know, he was just kind of like, he didn't sit me down or anything and say anything to me. But, you know, people can say a little one-liner to you or something that has a lot of meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm, bring you right down.
Yeah, he dropped a one-liner on me just about, I guess he thought I was walking around with a lot of swagger. But I didn't think I was at all. Like, I was trying to, you know, walk around with a tight booty hole, so it looked like, you know, I was just respecting everybody. And
I don't think we've ever had that expression. We've got to use that more often.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, there's nothing
wrong
with
it. Yeah, that's okay, you know, with the FCC.
Yeah, but no, I mean, you just hit a new high for us here on the show.
Oh, yeah. New high, baby.
he lockers beside me, so now I know what to pay attention to.
Hey, I hope
he's the guy that needs the most work.
Yeah.
Tyquan, how about Todd Monken?
I like Coach Monk as a receiver coach, learning a new playbook. It's been some tough times, but he's been there every step of the way. He's very energetic every day. Like you said, he's the Energizer Bunny, and he gets a lot out of his players.
All right, let's take a break here on Jaguars This Week.
When we come back, I want to ask these guys about playing football in the new media age.
Okay.
Twitter in particular.
Right, we'll do that right here on Jaguars This Week on News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Oh, we're back here live. This is Rashad Jennings. We're here with Saquon Underwood, Derek Cox.
And who?
Jeff
Logaman.
Logaman. We got to work on that. Hey,
what I see.
I mentioned if we went to the break. You know, you guys are coming in to
play Brian Sexton, folks.
Professional football in an era where the mass media is so much bigger than it ever was. And I heard a story. You were tweeting, however they term it, with some fans about a car.
No, you're talking Rashad.
Rashad, right. Sorry. Rashad, did you buy the car? What'd you get? And where did you learn to Twitter? Because Logaman does not know how to do it.
All right. Well, to answer your question, no, I have not purchased a car yet. You know, this is was something that I was thinking about I could do. You know, to just because we're here, we all three. I told them they was gonna come with me and the rest of the rookie class. It's a way for us to meet some people in the city, meet some fans. You know, we don't know too much, and we was thinking about, you know, the situations and how you're gonna get around transportation, and I don't have a car, and so I was thinking, you know, maybe I need to get one, and it was just a way for me to go get a car and meet people in the city. So I put it on Twitter that, you know, if anybody in Jacksonville is around, you know, I would love to come out and get y'all support and helping me pick a car. It was just some way, you know.
And maybe a lift to the dealership while you're at it.
I wouldn't do that because in my situation, you know, like I said, like I told y'all last time, I've done nothing I haven't earned a spot on the team. I have done nothing like that. So it was just a way for us to meet who we're around and just have fun with.
All right, well, as rookies, I've kind of joking with Derek in a break, and you know, as a third round pick, he's probably going to make more than I made as a first round pick back in 1989. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's great. Obviously, when and if you guys make the team, and I expect that you guys will, money is something that's going to be nice. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. What do you look most forward to purchasing or making as one of the first purchases that you have maybe always desired? As maybe be a, you know, a car for your mom or a house for your mom or for yourself. What do you guys look forward to being able to get?
First thing,
this is Taekwon.
Yeah, first thing for myself, I would say would be a car. I had driven a family car in school. It was pretty nice for a college car, but to finally have something and call it my own will be nice. And I want to get eventually, when I'm fortunate enough to do that, I want to get my uncle a car. He's been like a father figure for me, and he's been driving around in a pretty beat down car for a while, sacrificing for the family. So I really want to do that for him.
That'd be nice. Derek, how about you?
I really haven't thought about anything that I really want to buy. Like, I'm not big on cars or you know, clothes or anything like that. Houses, for that matter. But I guess it'd probably be more so helping out my family and, you know, helping my parents pay off bills that they need to get done. But if you know, their house payment, that was a big thing a couple years back for us. So I would say taking care of things like that.
Rashad, one thing that you would like to have?
You know, I'm piggybacking off of Cox. I'm not big into materialistic things, and you know, it's nothing that I would want to buy right away. And far, you know, talking about the car, I guess you can't tell everything off of a text, but it's not. I just need something to get from point A to point B.
give you a funny story. And it's not a funny story. It's a great story. What year was Tony Bracken's drafted, Van? In 1996, the Jaguars drafted Tony Bracken, second-round pick out of Texas. Phenomenal talent. I mean, he was drafted basically to take my job. And the guy, I loved him. Smart as a whip. What kind of a car did he drive? He drove a Toyota Camry that was not new his entire career.
Oh, yeah.
a Toyota Camry. And that impressed me more than Tony Brackens had ever done anything on the field. I mean, he was the richest player in Jaguars history when he signed his big contract here. But that impressed me more about Tony Brackens than what he ever did on the field. Financial security, obviously, you guys can get it. Have you guys kind of listened to the people talking to you about making sure you're taking care of your money, you got people that you trust around you so that when you do walk away from the game, besides bumps and bruises and torn up ligaments, that you got something to show for it?
It's so much that we've heard that I don't think anybody, like, you should be terrified to make a quick decision with money out of all the stuff we've heard here recently with all the horror stories. And so far as money, I think a lot of us, especially, I know this rookie class, we talk all the time, all we want to do is make this team and save money. And see what it actually is to be an NFL player. We don't know what it's like, so we can't act like, you know, we are there. We're not a veteran in this game, and we're going to respect that and not spend our money.
Yeah,
until we figure it out.
Yeah, Jeff, you probably find this interesting. We get per diem every week.
Per diem.
That's about close to $230, and we actually
per diem, which is for food.
Yeah, which is for food, but we got guys around the hotel saying, who can save the most? Like, who can actually?
That's good.
Who can actually keep the most per diem in their pocket? Like, so we're trying to find ways to take out from the stadium.
What's the answer? Who saves the most? Who eats on the tightest budget?
Who's the most thrifty?
It's going to be Mespin. It's going to be Mespin. Mespin Forster. He's sitting on them per diem checks.
He's stacking them up.
Yeah.
There, we actually, crazy story. Who was the Huey Richardson, first round pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and who was a bust? But anyway, we signed him in New York, and I'll never forget. He may have been, and this kind of goes beyond thrifty. In the mornings, we never, you know, this a little different in the league now, and that, you know, you get three square meals a day if you're here.
Yeah,
but you know, back then there was no such thing. There was no training table. There was no food. Every now and again, some of the guys would bring in maybe a gallon of milk and, you know, a box of donuts or something to share with their teammates. And I'll never forget Huey Richardson, when everybody was done, he was going in there and stealing the milk to take home for the day. I mean, talk about thrifty. Oh, hey, guys, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
Taekwon, Derek, Rashad, it's not Taekwon, it's not Dirk, and it's not Rashard, folks. And we'll talk to everybody next week. Actually, Sexton and Vic will be on next week because I'm going on vacation.
You're kidding. You're actually taking a day off.
I'm taking a couple of them.
Mike Vick.
Don't expect me. Loggeman's gone fishing. Guys, thanks, and be safe, and look forward to seeing you guys in Pats.
No doubt.
Sounds good.
This has been Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna, on your flagship station for Jaguars football, AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.